Patrick was a local, had attended Arbonne School. He was clever and stayed on at school till he was older than most others. And I always thought it was rather sad, the reason he gave for leaving school, that on his way to school one day with younger children, some local met him and said, "Are you going to school yet? It's way higher you should be." And the idea, of course, of helping your family and not being a burden on them kind of struck home with him. And he left school and he did go to work and he was hired in various places. And then in 1932, he went to Dublin, the time of the Eucharistic Congress, and he got work various places, an awful lot of different things. Work wasn't plentiful. Eventually, he got into the National Museum. He was probably doing doors, you know, some job like that. And he met Mary Dunleavy of Mount Charles. She was employed there and they would have become friendly. And I would say she encouraged him to write. And his books are lovely. They give the feeling of the area and they're very calm and he sees the good side in everybody and in everything. They're no way critical or that. And he has a lot of information in them that would have been lost if he hadn't just got it down on paper. And I believe he wrote some short history, no, I haven't seen it, of a church in Harold's Cross where he lived. And all his years in Dublin, he kept, never, shall we say, became sophisticated. He just was the same. He always cut his own turf, cycled out to, got a plot somewhere out in the Dublin mountains, cycled out and then did his own turf, had his own what garden, and he kept as much as he could to the life that he had and that he regretted greatly, that disappearing of the old mountain ways, friendship and communal work and help and all that. He was a lovely man to know.